Psalm 71. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. In other words, I trust in you, and I trust that it's going to work out, and that I won't be embarrassed that I said you were there and you're not. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong fortress to which I may continually resort. You've given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my trust from my youth. So when David was young, he was the youngest of all those many brothers, and I imagine that it wasn't fun being the youngest in a big family. He was just out there doing all the errands. You're the youngest, you're the kid, you go and look after the animals. You go and look after the lion, the sheep. And you remember how the lions came. And David had a trust in God. And that's why he got really good at slinging stones. There he was, all on his own. Just a young man, a young boy even. With those wild animals, sleeping rough out in the fields, looking after the flocks. That is how he came to trust in God. And so, even from his childhood, God was at work in his life, and God is at work in the lives of all his children in their childhood. He's preparing us through the experiences that we have. And so now, when he's older, he can say, "You've been my hope, O Lord God. I trusted in you even from my youth. By you I've been held up from the womb. You are he that took me out of my mother's womb. I will continually praise you. Many people wonder at me, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with glorying you all the day long. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Don't forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie wait for my soul take advice against me, saying, 'God has left him. Let's persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him.' O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are enemies to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt." Psalm after psalm, he seems to be saying that his whole life, from his youth upwards, has been the experience of conflict with people who are against him. And I'm afraid that if you really do serve God, you really serve God, that is what's going to happen. You're going to find people who are against you. You'll find your own families against you. You'll find that the people you trusted, the people you grew up with, turn against you. You will find all this. This will happen. And if it doesn't, well, it has to happen at some point in your life from somebody. If you happen to have a family that love you and support you, you're very, very unusual and you're very blessed. But you'll have problems in other parts of your relationships. But all the way through, it's this, "God, I trust in you. God, I trust in you. You will not let me down." And when you wonder why we have all these problems in relationships, well, that's the reason. So that you trust in God alone. Because really, all human help is but with weakness fraught. And so he says, "I will hope continually, and I will praise you more and more. My mouth will show forth your righteousness and your salvation all day long. I can't even tell the number of it. I will go in the strength of the Lord God." See, I will go in God's strength, not in the strength of my friends, my family, my relatives, the people I grew up in, my church. No, you go in the strength of God. "I will make mention of your righteousness and only of yours, because God is the only ultimately right and just person. O God, you've taught me from my youth." Like I said, there David was looking after the sheep with all those wild animals around and robbers probably. He was just a kid. And God taught him from his youth. So stuff that goes on in your life when you're really young, God is using that to teach you, and you'll remember it later on. Now, when I was little, I learnt this little song in my mind, "God is with me, God is with me." And I learnt that when I was a little boy in my head. And I repeated it later on, when people pointing guns at me, people really trying to kill me, people really trying to destroy me. And that's it. Through those dark times, what you learn in your youth stays with you. And he says, now also that I'm old and grey-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I've showed your strength to this generation and your power to every one that is to come. Your righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is like you? You, who have showed me great and sore troubles, will enliven me again, and you will bring me up again from the depths of the earth. So he knows he's going to die, we're all going to die, but he has this clear hope of resurrection despite a traumatic life. And so life is not easy as a believer. In fact, if you think your life is easy, you're probably not living as you should. Life is traumatic, but God will resurrect you from the grave. This is the great hope for those who are baptized into Jesus and abide in Jesus. You will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise you. I will even praise your truth, that is your trustfulness, how I could trust in you and you came through for me. Unto you will I sing with the harp, O most holy one of Israel. My lips will greatly rejoice when I sing to you and my soul, which you have redeemed. My tongue also will talk of your righteousness all the day long. But they are confounded, they are brought to shame, that seek to hurt me.